This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton, a pro-Trump state lawmaker who filmed himself storming the U.S. Capitol, has resigned. And more arrests were announced on Saturday as part of an investigation into Wednesday's attack on the Capitol. Derek Evans, a Republican member of the West Virginia House of Delegates, announced his resignation Saturday in a one-sentence letter to West Virginia's governor. Evans was charged with entering a restricted area on the Capitol grounds and with disorderly conduct. If convicted, he faces a year and a half in prison. Richard Barnett of Little Rock, Arkansas, was arrested Friday morning and charged with entering the office of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, where photos show him sitting in Pelosi's office with his boot up on a desk. He faces three counts: knowingly entering and remaining on restricted grounds, violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, and theft of public property, according to court documents released on Friday. Barnett faces up to 1 year in federal prison if convicted. He's been arrested in Arkansas and awaits extradition to Washington. A bomb explosion in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, early Sunday killed a government spokesman and two of his colleagues. Officials said a magnetic mine targeted a vehicle that was transporting a spokesman for the National Public Protection Force in the country's Interior Affairs Ministry. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani condemned what he called the terrorist act and ordered the relevant authorities to arrest those behind it. That's according to his office. No one claimed responsibility for the bombing, but Ghani has blamed Taliban insurgents for plotting it. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Voters in Kazakhstan headed to parliamentary polls on Sunday, with the ruling party expected to score a big win and the country's only registered opposition boycotting the ballot. The ruling Nur Otan party is expected to win a commanding majority in the lower house polls. Four other parties are competing, but they're seen as proxies of the ruling party. The only party that styles itself as the opposition, the National Social Democratic Party, ruled itself out of the contest in November. It called the move a protest against a rigged system. Pope Francis and Britain's Queen Elizabeth have become the latest high-profile figures to join the global vaccination campaign against the coronavirus. More than 1.9 million people worldwide have now died from the virus. New variants have added to the soaring number of cases and prompted the reintroduction of restrictions on movement across the globe. Meanwhile, some countries have already begun mass inoculation campaigns. Pope Francis urged people to get the vaccination, calling opposition to the shot, in his words, suicidal denial. He said he would get inoculated against the virus himself next week when the Vatican begins its vaccination campaign. And Britain's Queen Elizabeth II and her husband Prince Philip received their COVID-19 vaccinations on Saturday. It was a rare public comment on the private health matters of the Queen, who is 94 years old, and her husband, who is 99. More than 1.5 million people in Britain have so far received virus inoculations, as the biggest immunization program in Britain's history rolls out, with priority given to the elderly, their caregivers, and healthcare workers. Countries across the globe are following suit, starting up massive vaccination campaigns with several coronavirus shots approved so far, including those by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. Iraq has denounced as unacceptable a U.S. decision to blacklist the leader of a state umbrella group for mainly Iran-backed Shiite militia. Washington imposed sanctions Friday on Faleh al-Fayyad, the head of Iraq's popular mobilization forces. The U.S. Treasury accused him of leading a militia that killed hundreds of protesters with live ammunition during a crackdown on anti-government demonstrators in 2019. It said he had coordinated with Iran's Revolutionary Guards. More on this story and all the stories we're following can be found at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.